Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
These guys have found a way to get us here, so why not celebrate every moment?
Should happen this week.
Yeah. Or actually, we're giving away four tickets.
Did you say should?
It should.
No.
You should on me again. You did. You should on me.
Dang it.
Try not to should on me.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Andrew Monasterio with a 10-pitch at bat, an RBI single into right center. And the Brewers clinching the playoffs earlier today. Put an exclamation mark on it here tonight.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy live with us this morning. Murph, our first chance to say congratulations and thank you. I know there's more work to do, but for all the fans and for the city and the state of Wisconsin to have been on this ride with you, thanks and congratulations on clinching that spot.
Well, thank you for that. Really, the guys have done an unbelievable job. You know, nobody thought this group would be anything. There's not a baseball prognosticator anywhere that picked us over 500. Nobody picked us to win the division. We've got a chance to do that. Nobody knew these guys. You know, we didn't pick up a lot. We didn't go in the free agent world. We lost a couple key players. And for these guys to bring themselves from where they were early in the season to where they are today, I'm telling you, it's a great tribute to them. I know the fans want more, and I know they, you know, we've been so consistently good that, you know, they want a deep run in the postseason. And believe me, these guys believe. And it doesn't look like we can do it on paper. The experts don't think we can play this way and win. And maybe they're right, but we're going to give it hell.
You know, Murphy, you said something right there that makes me, and you know, I grew up here, so the 82 Brewers were my team. And something about that team that stands out was how badly those guys in that team wanted to win for the fans. Like, they had this connection with the city. And I remember when they, you know, when they lost in that game 7 and we had the parade for them anyway, how many of those guys from that team were deeply moved by the response because of the relationship they had with the fans. I feel that sort of magic brewing. And when you mention how much these guys want to win, like, it resonates with me of being very similar to that team in the early 80s.
I do. I think these guys, you know, the world is different today, and young players don't sometimes realize all that stuff. But and so many people are involved with their own deal and their own career, and it's hard. But I want to tell you, we have a special group, and I do think they're connected to Milwaukee. And the way the fans had 20 sellouts, I don't know how many times they've done that. I've been here 10 years. I haven't seen 20 sellouts a year. But sure enough, I love the way the fans reacted. You know, we get the few people that boo the players when they make an error or something, and that's disheartening, because some of these guys weren't even scheduled to be in the big leagues. And, you know, it's like, we have high expectations. That's how we got here. We don't need any more people getting down on us. But in general, I think the fans have really supported us, and the outcry of how much they love these guys and how much they've accepted these guys, it's a special deal. Everybody knows this is the smallest market, and we got to take on Goliath, and the postseason is a crapshoot, you know. What they accomplished in the regular season is really their body of work, what they should be applauded for. Getting through the postseason will be difficult, but like you said, we've got something special about this group. There's something there that you can't explain it, you know, the spirit of Uke, whatever it is, you can't explain it. And it couldn't happen to a better bunch, because they're a great bunch.
How did the Bob Uecker letter come about?
I just thought it was a great tribute to Bob. You know, like, he's been in the forefront of our minds. We see his image all over the stadium and in our locker room. And, you know, I thought it was an opportunity to honor him and remind the players that people are watching, and connecting the players to the Brewer history, connecting the players to the city of Milwaukee, because Uke is, you know, a huge connection for us. So,
Murph, I got to tell you, as we were talking that morning after and
playing the audio from it.
Yeah. And folks were saying, what do you think that was from Uke? Like, did he leave it for them or whatever? And my vote was for, because it was so well done. I'm like, it was the third catcher joke for me. That felt like Uke's voice. You captured the thing, man.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, having the privilege that I did of being around Uke for 10 years, but then also really getting close to him last year, you know, through his pain and suffering and the way he handled it. What an example. I'll never forget in my life how he handled that. And, you know, I can be honest when I say that the guys were moved by him. You know, they were moved by, here's this Hall of Famer treating us like he's just one of us and coming in every day at his age and just giving us his energy and his life and his stories. And yeah, if you lived it, it's special.
All right, so what do you do here the next couple of weeks? Because you want to keep winning, but you also want to stay fresh and take care of your guys. How do you walk that delicate line?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You don't often ask great questions, but they're great questions.
If it's going to come from one of us, it's usually Eric Murph. Yeah. So, yeah, he's on his game today.
It's a matter of time. It's been 2 years. It's just a matter of time.
Blind squirrel.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, that's the million-dollar question. Like, we are banged up right now. You know, McGill is down. That's really concerning. Mears is down. Now Quintana's down, Henderson's down, Gasser's not back yet, D.L. Hall is down. So we've got some serious injuries. There's no team with five guys out of their pen that are in contention down right now. So while we thought we had great depth in pitching, and we have, it's enabled us to survive, we're really beat up. So we can't afford to take days off. The teams that are going to be in contention are just, you know, loaded, you know, and we're going to have to battle through it. So coasting is not an option. Just keep going, but we might take some hits here because of our health.
Any chance there's a silver lining to some degree, Murph, with some of the injuries, expecting to get these guys back? If you can get a number of these guys back and they have had some time off, that they're a little bit fresher as we make that postseason run?
Well, of course. What you can't plan for is, what is their buildup like and what is their response to not played for 3 weeks or something, and then you just throw them in a playoff environment, you know, and to try to get your rhythm. The precision in this game is, you know, more similar to golf than it is some of the other sports, you know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, like, you know, being able to hit the baseball or hit a spot by throwing the baseball where you want to, there's a lot of precision. You don't need to add that adrenaline and that electricity of the playoffs the first time you're back. So that's a little bit of a concern. But if we want to get into concerns, you know, every team has them. We all have our own journey. Ours is a little different for a lot of reasons. But you know what? This team has been special all year. And I just, in my heart of hearts, you can't count these guys out.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Brewers 360 live with us this morning. Thanks, Murph. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the great question, Simon.
Great job, Eric. Well done. Yeah, good show. Here comes the Gatorade. Brewers and Angels tonight, 6:40, first pitch at American Family Field.